I'm going to just start, and we can we can start.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Let me put us on the stream. Let me go back to that. Hold on. We got to get that set up.
Excuse me. John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello. Hi, Adriana.
My question is, why are we streaming?
Because
the decision was made before not to stream any of the affiliates.
Hello, this is Teresa Allen.
Adriana, what they said was that things did not have to be streamed, but since this doesn't cost anything to be streamed, and it says on KPFTX that it is
and
going
you
to...
Do you think that make any sense, that just because some of you decide that, I mean, being totally different with the rest of the task forces? That is not the decision of this task force.
No, Adriana... On KPFTX, it says that it's going to be streamed. So I'm assuming that there's nothing wrong with being transparent. I like to be transparent. I think everybody likes to be transparent. So it says it's there. It's not costing anything extra. And all that it said was that the task forces did not have to be streamed, but that doesn't mean that they can't be streamed. There's a very big difference. It says that we're going to be streamed on the KPFTX website. So this is not really a discussion.
My point is,
I don't want to waste 1 minute on this. We have so many important things to deal with.
I understand, Jan, but to start with, I don't understand who made these decisions and how unfair is that we tell all the other task forces that they will not be streamed. And suddenly... Because I don't know who made the decision, and it's not the whole affiliated task force. We discussed this issue. We said that no task force will be streamed. And I want to understand who's making those decisions. I mean, I know, because I experienced that, some directors have more influence than others, but that is not fair.
Well, Adriana, you have influence way more than me. And way more than a lot of people. And
What do you mean? I didn't make the decision of...
You have a lot of influence. I am very new to this. I don't know, one thing from another. All I know is it said it was going to be streamed, and thus we have given people the expectation online to be streamed. And I think you're misinformed that people were told that they could not stream. That is not actually factual.
No. Let me finish.
You're
talking about the expectations.
Who I'm missing. Please tell me. Okay. So I'm just taking this role from the people were mailed to. So please tell me if I am missing anybody.
Well, let me put you on the stream, and then if wants to make a motion, we can talk. Do that.
No,
this is Alan, and I'm. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're on.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. John, you don't hear me?
I hear you very well.
If you hear me, Jan, my question is, you are talking about the expectation that is not true, because the information that is being sent about the streaming meetings is not being sent by the affiliates.
Point of order.
Yes, point of order.
Madam Chair, I think that Adriana Casanave is incorrect. We have been streaming affiliates for over 12, 13 years, and I think you are correct in that someone decided they did not want to have to make Otis McClay and John Amella stream meetings if they didn't have to. But there's nothing keeping us from streaming meetings if we have someone on the committee that can stream them. So I think my point of order is that at this point, Ms. Casanave is repeating herself, and in a committee, the chair can tell a person we're going to move on if they start repeating themselves.
Okay, so here...
Jan, this is Bill.
So Okay, Bill, and I'd like to direct everyone's attention to KPFTX, and I'm just going to quote what it says there at after the information about our meeting. It says, streamed at http://kpfx.org/pls/blah blah blah. And then it says the direct link, and then it's kpftx.org:6280, and it says also at audioport.org:8000/pnb1. So, you know, we are not only...
Excuse me.
We have a stack. Bill is next to
me. Adrian, who?
So,
Adriana, yeah.
Who's yelling?
Who's yelling?
Is somebody
she did. I'm on with them now. I am on with them now.
It's Anissa.
Anissa, you need to mute your phone. #1.
Okay. #1. Will do.
Okay. We have given, that is to say Pacifica, have given our listeners the information that this is going to be streamed. I am going to make a ruling from the chair that this is the way it's and Adriana, you've spoken on this several times.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Adriana, I have not... Adriana, not your turn. Bill is the next person.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Do not accuse me of things that I'm not doing.
Okay, well, thank you, Jim. I'm just going to say, I'm going to go ahead and start the stream, and if Adriana wants to make a motion not to stream it, we can talk about it, but... You know, we should be trying to be transparent and open and not hiding.
This is Serene for the staff.
Okay, we're not hiding anything. Go ahead and start streaming.
Yes, you are.
If you want to, Bill, you've made a comment. Did you have a comment other than that?
Well, Adriana kept interrupting me, but, I mean, the point is, I mean, Teresa's right and you're correct that there was no real decision ever to forbid streaming of meetings. It goes against the bylaws and... You know, we're supposed to be transparent and open to members and to the public, and so where possible, we should be streaming the meetings. The difference about the task force is there's not a requirement to stream the meetings, but that doesn't mean that you cannot stream the meetings. I mean, that's kind of silly. We're supposed to be open and transparent, and, you know, refusing to stream meetings when it's easy to do it seems to be the opposite.
Okay, so if someone wants to make a motion...
Can you hear me, John? I'm trying to get on the stand.
Yes, I can hear you. So,
I'm Nancy from KPFT. Sorry.
This is Serene, since you just got on, wanted to say that on our website, KPFTX, it says that we are streaming this meeting at a certain location, that there's a link, and there's an audio port. And because we have told people that, it is important to be transparent, and we're going to start the meeting. Adriana has stated that we've told people that they cannot stream task force meetings. I'm just summarizing this for you, and for anybody who is listening, that we cannot do that. But Teresa Allen has said that there is you know, 13 years of
precedent
of streaming these meetings. These are probably the affiliate task force meeting is, you know, might be even a more listened to meeting than the PNB, since we have so many affiliates who might be interested in hearing what we're doing. We're going to stream the meeting, and I wanted to call the roll. So, Teresa Allen. We need
time to call the roll.
Jan, Allen. Other people have been able to speak, and I would like to be able to speak.
It's time to call the roll, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Okay. Allen is present.
Order,
Adriana Casanave. Adriana Casanave.
Jan Goodman, I don't understand why I asked for the stack repeatedly. You give me a summary, and then you tell someone to take the role. I'm asking for the floor the same way other members are entitled to have the floor.
We actually did not start the meeting. We were just kind of talking before. I'd like to do this in an orderly manner. The first thing you do is you call the roll. Then we'll know.
No, the issue is whether or not this meeting will be streamed, whether or not this particular task force has a privilege over all the other task forces in Pacifica that don't get streamed, and who makes that determination, whether it's the convenience of whoever is on the call or whether there's a policy that says, you know, task forces are treated in one way, committees are treated in another, except for those task forces where particular people are on.
We've waited 15 minutes already.
Okay,
I don't know who you're allowing to comment after I speak.
Going to allow you to speak this on the agenda. I am going to have the roll called right now so that we can call the roll and see who's here and start the meeting. We are going to have a meeting.
I challenge the ruling of a chair.
It is now 20 minutes after this meeting.
Jan, you're not even in a position to make a ruling. You know, it is untrue that there's a 13-year history of streaming affiliate task force meetings, because the affiliates has not always been a task force. When it was a committee, that was one thing. When it became a task force, apparently a special relationship allowed some people to get the meeting streamed. But the PND either has a policy about what happens to committees versus task forces, or it doesn't. And I don't think a particular group of people get to change that policy.
Okay, if someone has the minutes of a meeting in which it says the task forces are not supposed to be streamed, then please refer me to that so we can...
We have is a very clear statement from...
I have heard
the official streamer who is Otis... I don't know who's trying to overtalk me. But the fact is, Otis McClay has repeatedly stated that task forces are not streamed. So if that policy is going to change, then the IT person whom Pacifica pays... I know we don't pay him for his evening time necessarily, but the IT person who has made that pronouncement should say that to the board so the board is clear and can then make arrangements for all task forces to be treated equally.
Bill for the stack.
Oh, God. I am not taking a stack. Serene has said what she wanted to say. We are now going to take the roll, and then we can have whatever discussion we want, but we're going to find out and have a meeting. I have been in many organizations. I've never been in, Excuse me. I am speaking after I speak. I don't know anything in Robert's Rules of Order that allows people to have a meeting before the roll call. So let's take the roll, and then...
And there's no Robert's Rules and task forces. We don't follow Robert's Rules. It's not required.
Why is that woman just shouting out?
But let's take the roll. I don't even know who's on this call. It's very important to find out who's on the call. So let's just take the roll, and then we can move
point
on.
Point of information, Madam Chair, are we being...
Excuse me, I think
part
it would be...
Of the politics?
We want to spend all day talking about whether or not we're going to stream this, or do it, maybe we have nothing to talk
point
about.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Ms. Kazanev, how are you? What can we do for you today?
My name is Adriana Kazanev, and I'm a point of information. I want to know if we are being streamed at this time.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. It means then that my point of order have the priority.
Your point of order
to Robert Rule of Order.
I'm sorry. I don't understand. What are you saying? Would you please read?
My point of order have priority over everything else.
Okay. What's your point of order?
My point of order, Madam Chair, that you don't have the right to change the rules of the foundation, the rules that the IT people did. And this committee vote in our last meeting, this committee vote not to stream. Well, I want to know which are the bases that you are using for extreme acts against what is the rule for all the rest of the task forces, the rule from the IT, and what this committee decided before. I want to know why you are extreming.
It is
which
my
right,
mistake.
Which is your right?
Alan for the stack.
Yes.
Madam Chair, Alan for the stack. I would like to answer that question.
Teresa Allen, yes.
Madam Chair, my point of order is directed to you. I think that somebody that is so long in this committee should know that rubber roller order doesn't allow for people back and forth. The point of order is directed to the chair, and the chair is the one that should answer.
Madam Chair, I have a point of order.
Yes, Ms. Allen.
Okay, my point of order is that the statement that Ms. Casanave made about Otis McClay saying that we don't take that we don't make streams is incorrect. He said he is not required to do the stream because Pacifica does not want to pay him, and we don't have the money to pay him. But that does not keep anyone else from doing the stream. So Ms. Casanave's statement is an error. His statement is not that he's not supposed to, but that he does not have to.
Point of order.
Oh, come on, folks.
Yes.
21 minutes into the meeting. Can we just move forward?
I don't know who's speaking, but I'm trying to get a point of... Hey, how are you doing, Samba?
After Ms. Roberts goes, I will reply to the Ms. Cosinet's point. Yes, Ms.
Roberts. So, Serena, it's fine. The fact is that it is inappropriate for a member to state which part of someone else's statement she believes to be true or that she agrees with, and she's quoting someone else. My understanding is that Otis isn't paid for streaming either committee or task forces, so I don't think that's the dividing line, and I certainly don't think it's appropriate for us to be discussing a staff member's statement to other people on a call. I would highly recommend, because I don't know of anything that is on the agenda that is truly time sensitive, considering that the PND is meeting on the 6th, that we ask the PND to get clarification about what the position is, because it is not reasonable to say that some task forces will be streamed but others don't warrant streaming. There should be a uniform rule, the same way there is for committee. Either they all get streamed or none of them get streamed. But it is entirely inappropriate for the gentlewoman from Texas to make a statement suggesting that because someone may have said something different to her, that they could not possibly have said what the member is alleging was said. And I, in fact, have received that same pronouncement from the IT person under discussion. So, you know, we don't all have to live her life, but it doesn't make our truth any less valuable or any less relevant. It's really completely inappropriate for her to make that kind of statement.
Bill for the
staff. And I would ask that you call her to order. It's not the first time that she's, you know, insisted that we all see life her way.
Bill for the staff.
Madam Chair, Alan for the stack.
First, before you say anything, as flowery a way as you just stated, Serene, calling someone's statements lies, you know, it sounds like a personal attack to me, and I would like for all of us to be civil here. Even if Robert's rules do not apply, civility should apply. And so I'm calling you out of order.
Okay, so her calling Adriana a liar is out of order, but my suggesting that somebody said something different to the two of them is a personal attack.
Madam Chair,
point of privilege, Madam Chair.
Bill. Madam Chair, point of personal privilege.
Bill for the stack.
And I have a motion when you're ready.
And my recollection of the last meetings, but I don't have the minutes, I think at a certain point in the meeting, rather than saying we were never going to stream anymore, people sort of just gave up and went on to the next item. I don't think there was, now I may be wrong on this, but my memory of it was that people just gave up and said, you know, let's go ahead and have the rest of the meeting, that there was not, you know, a decision, we're never going to stream again. That was not what I understood the gist of the meeting to be. I think we've had many back and forths on this. Again, I would like
point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
I would like to call the roll to just see who is here.
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair.
And your point of personal privilege, wait until after we have the roll call.
And I have a point of personal privilege, too.
We are now...
You have the Robert rule of order in front of you. Point of personal privilege shouldn't be, and you didn't answer even my point of order before, but I have a point of personal privilege, and it's supposed to be before everything else.
Adriana, I answered your point of personal privilege, or your point of information, or whatever it was, long ago when I said it was my understanding.
Whatever, Madam Chair.
There are minutes that
yes, you are.
Then there are those minutes. But my memory of what happened at the last meeting was that there was a bunch of conversations, just like now, about streaming. And I don't understand.
I'm sorry, point of order, Jan.
Excuse me.
Being chair doesn't give you the right to speak.
That you said there was a ruling last time that
point of order, Jan.
Same again, and I do not believe that to be case. We have stack here.
I have a point of order, which takes precedent.
And Bill, this point of order.
A point of order takes precedent. Over everything.
Take precedence over a point of personal privilege?
Over everything.
No, it doesn't.
Who gave you her the floor?
Okay. I think I might have to actually just look this up because we're having
with ugly people.
Oh, excuse me. Whoever said that, ugly people, please.
You know it's Chandra. She's been jumping in with this stuff for the past 15 minutes. Please don't act like you don't recognize her voice.
So, can we please take the roll, people?
We have order.
On the agenda, we actually have...
Yes. Madam Chair, you have a point
I have
of order.
A point
and
of order.
Point
you
of
must
personal
recognize
privilege.
A point of order.
You cannot keep making your voice only heard.
Is there a new point of order to be
Bill.
Made?
Yeah, Bill. Bill, I have one. I've been trying to make one also. Yes.
Point of order. Yes. After Adriana had asked for a point of privilege, and before Bill Crozier asked for a point of privilege, you must recognize my point of order.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is that there were 3 points of order made, which you have not addressed. And there's a point of personal privilege, which you must take before you called for anything else on the stack.
Let's see. Okay, so who are all the people that have points of order here?
Oh, what a piece of work.
Points of order, we have Serene. And then we have, who else has a point of order?
Bill. Bill Crozier.
Okay. We have any
this
points?
Is, Alan would like to put in a point of personal privilege also.
Okay, so then we have points of personal privilege. So points of privilege, we have Alan. Anybody else?
Okay, Madam Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
I have according to Robert Rule of Order, if I don't mistake, and I think that I do not, you cannot let go a point of order without answering, And I have my point of order, because after you answer the point of order, we can challenge your decision, Madam Chair. That is Robert Rule of Order. It's not Bill or Jan, you know, Rule of Order. No, a Robert Rule of Order. And when no will mean no for this affiliate task force.
So, I'm very confused, because when I referred to Robert's Rules of Order, I was told by people here, I think including almost everybody, that we weren't using Robert's Rules of Order because it was this was a task force. And now I'm being told that we must use Robert's Rules of Order, and I'm confused. So, but I am going to take a stack of Serene, Bill, and Adriana.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but I have a point of order that I made before, and I am waiting for my
answer. Well, your point of order. Okay, your point of order was the fact that we made a decision that we were never going to.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay, what was your? What did you say?
The first point of order was about who made the decision, because the decision was made by, like Serene explained without any doubt a few minutes ago, that the decision was made by the IT people not to stream the task forces, not only the affiliates. After that, and I was asking why, what will make a difference that this task force will be stream when the decision of the ITs was no to stream the task forces. That was the first one. But the second one is, when no will mean no. Because this same task force.
Excuse me, Adriana.
No to stream.
I didn't understand. Could you please just repeat the beginning? You said the second point of order was what? I just didn't understand. I would like to be able to understand you. Could you just repeat it?
My point of order is, the IT people, I'm talking about Mr. Otis McLean, told PNB and the whole Pacifica that the affiliates, the task forces will not be streamed. This same committee decided in our last meeting not to stream. Who made the decision to stream exactly this meeting? And how? And why? And where is the authority for that? That was my first point of order. And I want an answer, because you cannot pile up point of orders. You need to answer one when it's been made.
Okay. I will answer that, okay? It is my understanding that the IT person said that he personally did not want to stream task forces. And it was not a decision that none of them would be streamed. That is my understanding. So you're...
It's a wrong understanding.
Excuse me. You wanted me to answer. I'm answering. And secondly, then you said who made the decision and how and why to stream. Well, the fact is that I did not post anything online as to this particular meeting. I went to the KPFTX to find out the information about, like, what's the number I'm supposed to call in on, etc. And I saw there this announcement that the meeting was going to be streamed. And I don't know who posted that. I have no idea. So I cannot tell you that. I do know that I was for whoever did that. That is a public announcement, and I think that it's important that we keep faith with whatever it is that we publish and say that we're going to do, especially when it has to do with transparency and allowing the public to know what we're doing in these committees. And so it seemed very logical to me that if it was possible to do this, that we would do it. And as it turns out, it is possible. We're lucky enough to have somebody, you know, in Texas who is able to stream it. And so, you know, it didn't, this is, it wasn't a big plot. It was just like, okay, we said we're going to stream it. We have a policy of transparency. Let's stream it. It doesn't cost anything extra. And insofar as your question, like, why do we stream one thing and not stream another thing? When we have the ability to do something that is the right thing to do, then that is what we at Pacifica should be doing. We should not say, because we don't have the ability to be perfect, we're going to be imperfect all the time. To the extent that we have the ability to do the right thing, to do that which we tell everybody in the world that they should do, we should do it and not make it so that nobody can do the right thing ever. And that is the reason that at this point, the chair is saying we should not shut down the stream. I don't think that I'm not ruling that we have to stream, but we have a stream, and I'm ruling that we should not shut it down. And if
I challenge your ruling, Madam Chair.
Okay, you challenge me. Now, in order to take a vote, we need to have a roll call to know who is on the, who is a member and who is on the stream. Who is on?
No, Madam Chair, you should.
So I am
that before putting us on the stream.
The stream is happening already, so now we have to vote.
That's what I'm saying, Madam Chair. You are only the chair, and you are a co-chair.
I'm happy to have a vote, but we have to have a roll call to find out who is here before we can have the vote.
Point of order.
Are you going to,
Madam Chair? I only accept that situation.
Adriana, are you
right
going to that we have to have a vote before we have a roll call? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm saying, Madam Chair, that you don't have the right to put us in the stream using a person that was sanctioned by the PMB for doing exactly the same thing that he's doing now.
Excuse me, but Adriana, the thing that he was accused of doing, of putting something on the stream, at the last PNB meeting, we learned that he didn't, that Bill did not do that at
it's
all.
It's not true, Madam Chair. Do not change the fact.
I'm just telling you that the fact is that...
No, Madam Chair, you are wrong.
Okay, you know what? The call is being streamed. I'm happy to have a vote to stop...
You don't have the right to put us in the stream. You or Bill or anybody else.
You know what?
Because
we are now on the...
I have a point of information.
Does anybody want to make a motion to take us off the stream?
This point of order is Bill.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Wait a minute. Adriana wanted to challenge my ruling. Okay? Is there a second to the challenge of the ruling that... I mean, we're on the stream. If somebody wants to challenge and say that we should be off the stream... that would be an appropriate motion at this time to take us off the stream. Who would like? Does anybody want to make a motion to take us off the stream?
Alan for the stack.
Point of information,
Nancy. Alan for the stack.
And point of order, Bill.
I had a point of information, Jen.
Bill, as a point of order before that, so.
Well, you've still not addressed my point of order, but...
Okay, I've addressed Adriana's point of order. And wait a minute,
I challenge your ruling, Madam Chair.
Okay, fine. Yes. Adriana is challenging my ruling. So before we move to another point of order, let us take a vote on the ruling.
Point of order, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Do we have any discussion of this before we vote?
I didn't hear that. Can you repeat that, please?
I said, Madam Chair, do we have any discussion of this before we vote?
Oh, no, I meant what the chair had said, not you.
Sure, let's have some discussion. We haven't had enough discussion. We're now 40...
Bill for the stack.
this.
And Alan for the stack.
Alan, so we're having discussion.
Bill, where's my point of information, which preceded both of those people?
Okay, what is your point of information?
I'm wondering if you can tell us why the affiliate task force would warrant streaming when the Spanish language task force trying to fulfill what is now a 12-year-old mandate, certainly at least, you know, why the Spanish language task force did not warrant streaming. I'm just trying to understand, you know, which task forces are equal to which.
Okay, so as I said a few minutes ago, it would be wonderful if we could be perfect and we could stream everything and we could do everything that we want to do. However, we can't be. Just because we can't do everything doesn't mean that we can't do anything. And so the reason that we are able to do this is that we have somebody who is kind enough to be able to stream it, and that is why we're able to. And just because, and so this isn't, has nothing to, this is, we are trying to be, do as good a job. We're trying to follow the mandate of, you know, open meeting mandate, and to the extent that we can, we can. Why nobody is willing to do, are able to do the Spanish language thing, I cannot answer that. I don't know anything about it. But I do know that I'm sitting on this committee, and that we said that we were going to do it, so that's why we're doing it.
Point of information, Nancy.
Who's the we you're referring to?
We at Pacifica.
We,
that's
why.
Okay, this is Serene.
All of us in Pacifica, because I think all of us would like to be as transparent as possible.
Point of order, this is Bill.
Yes, point of order.
Thank you. You know, first, Jan, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but you know, you're obviously being bullied by people that won't even allow you to call the roll and call the meeting to order. We've been going on for about 40 minutes. We haven't even called the meeting to order. So obviously any motions are out of order, and all this ridiculous talk is crazy. And you know, there's the fact that certain two people have been making constant points of order and interrupting other people to not allow anybody else to speak, constantly repeating misinformation and false statements, and the rest of us are not even being allowed to give out
Jan,
any corrections.
Point of order with regard to the member's speech.
You know, with regard to...
I have a point of order.
Yes? And what's your point of order?
I'm sorry, are you addressing me?
I am.
This is Serene. Are you addressing me?
I am, Serene.
Oh, okay. I don't understand why the person who just spoke gets the special privilege of attacking those of us who have raised points of order. But I will say that I've certainly heard more than two voices here, and his targeting, you know, the two women who have asked for points of order, which have not been responded to, is entirely inappropriate. To suggest that we are, quote, bullying, I mean, you know full well that all of that stuff is completely out of order for someone to make, to say with regard to someone else on the meeting. Why are you allowing?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Point of order.
Okay.
This woman has not been recognized, and I asked you for a point of order. Please respond.
Okay, first of all, I attempted to the best of my ability, and I think I did a reasonable job in answering the point of order that Adriana raised. And then I was accused of not answering it, and then I answered again, and I think she just said that I did not answer it yet.
You're not responding to my point of order,
Jen. And then you raised a point of order as to why this task force be streamed and not another task force. And then I
didn't raise that as my point of order. You're getting it confused.
Well, I don't know who raised it. I thought wasn't it you who said why should we?
I raised it as a question. Well,
was
I did
that
not
you?
Raise it as a point of order. My point of order, the one I made when you recognized me a moment ago, and which you have not responded to, although many things have come out of your mouth, is that it is inappropriate of you to let Bill Kozier, the male member who spoke, attack myself and someone else as people who are attempting to bully you because we raised points of order about how you're running this meeting. That is my point of order. I can also raise it as a point of personal privilege, but it is a point of order.
Well, to the extent that that was an attack on someone else, Mr. Kozier, please do not attack people personally.
Well, I didn't finish my point of order, by the way. I was interrupted by somebody who I guess I'm not supposed to criticize.
I'm sorry.
I was ready.
May I finish with my point of order, please?
Madam Chair.
Stop whining.
Thank you, Ms. Jan.
Let us try to be civil and use as much decorum and not satire, although I think everyone at this meeting is probably a big fan of satire and uses it a lot, but let's try to set it aside for this meeting.
Okay, may I finish with my point of order then,
yes.
Please? Thank you. Okay, the other part of this whole discussion is dilatory, and it's because we haven't even called the meeting to order or called roll. Somebody else tries to make points of order about that, and also the fact that certain people are making repeated statements that are incorrect and not giving anybody else an opportunity to refute them.
Excuse me, Mr. Kozier, please don't accuse people of things. I know that you may feel whatever you may feel, but we are trying to get a meeting going. I know it's almost, we're now 50 minutes into this meeting.
Well, let me try to be objective.
And we haven't gotten even to roll call, so it's taking a long time. But please don't say that it's dilatory. Please just stick to the facts. And what was your point of order?
Well, that it was dilatory, and that is in Robert's rule. But if you don't want to say dilatory, I'll just point out that, as you said, that we've been going on for about 40 minutes, and we haven't been able to call the meeting to order or call the roll yet. So something appears to be wrong.
Well, that is probably, we are having a very difficult time. I'd like to call the roll. So, can we please call the roll, everyone?
There's a challenge to the ruling.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. What? Oh.
I challenge your ruling, Madam Chair.
Okay. My ruling is.
You disregard totally. You disregard my challenge, and we are on the stream doing exactly the same propaganda that has been done in this foundation. It's a bunch of propaganda, and you didn't. I challenge your ruling, and I said, no, only challenge your ruling. It's not your right against the wishes of this tax force.
I am very happy to have any kind of a challenge of the chair. But we have to take a roll call in order before we can actually challenge the ruling. So let's take. Is there some
point of order, Madam Chair?
Is there some reason we can't take the roll? Look, we must take the roll.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
No, excuse me. Your point of order is out of order at this point. We must.
How do you know, Madam Chair? If you didn't
see
the floor yet,
before you can challenge the ruling,
Madam Chair,
we have to know which is the authority.
Which is the authority that you have to put this on the stream?
Alan is present.
You have
Adriana Casanabe. Are you present? Adriana Casanabe, are you present? Okay. Bill Crozier, are you present? Bill Crozier, are you present?
Yeah, Bill Crozier is here.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Anise Faruqi, are you present?
Madam Chair.
Anise Faruqi.
For a point of order, you cannot allow the mayor.
Anise Faruqi, are you present?
It's going like nothing is happening, Madam Chair.
Okay, not hearing Anise. Jan Goodman, are you present?
Madam Chair.
Jan Goodman, are you present?
Jan, you cannot refuse to acknowledge a point of order.
Chandra Hopman, are you present? Chandra Hopman, are you present?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Allowing somebody to be on
hear
the
you.
Floor, that
thank you.
The right to be on the floor.
Chandra Hopman, are you present?
Madam Chair, point of order.
Chandra Hopman,
Jan,
are you present?
You have to
point
recognize
order,
the point
Madam
of order. What are you doing?
We're taking the rule so that we can have a challenge.
There's a point of order. You must recognize the point
not if
of
you
order.
Don't. Not if you don't open this meeting.
The meeting.
No,
we,
I don't know who's speaking.
She doesn't have to honor any points of order unless she opens the meeting.
Jan,
why are we
anyone
out on the
else
stream?
Trying to respond is out of order.
No, you're interrupting her. You are obstructive,
Jan,
and you're bullying her,
sorry,
and you're
Jan,
and you're and you're speaking over
Jan,
people. You're speaking over
I know
the
that
chair.
Some people have more privilege than others.
You're speaking over
but
the chair.
I'm asking you to recognize
exactly
the point of order.
Madam Chair, when will I be recognized? Madam Chair, when will I be recognized?
Having a meeting. If you won't recognize the point of order.
Madam Chair, when will I be recognized? This is Alan.
Okay, excuse me, everyone. We're going to start this meeting, and we are going to take the roll, and then we are going to vote on these challenges to the chair and so forth. But first we have...
You must recognize a member's point of order.
Not if you have an open meeting.
You must recognize the point of order after the meeting begins, because there is no point of recognizing a point of order before we can do anything about it. So we
you
are
must
going to
recognize the point of
all
order.
All the points of order after we take
any,
the roll.
Anything else is a joke and a waste of time.
Madam Chair, do you want me to start the meeting? Do you want me to start taking roll?
I would like to
point of order.
Okay.
Chair, please take the roll.
Okay. Adriana Casanabe, are you present?
Madam Chair.
Adriana Casanabe.
I am going to recognize you after we have the roll so that we can do something about your...
I'm not having my answer why we are on the stream.
That's not how that works.
Which authority? We are on the stream.
We are the authority.
No, no, Madam Chair.
Authority of
do not dip- make no, do not make any speech of
I've answered
minutes.
You. I've answered
it
you. Would you like
authority
to answer? I will answer you again.
What authority do you have?
Oh.
I think that, Madam Chair, may I be recognized, Alan?
Yes, please.
Madam,
what is
Madam Chair,
you can't recognize a point of order, but you can.
You may not be recognized. We are going to go first.
Crazy.
It is.
You can't do that, Jan.
Yes. Yeah.
We are going to take
you
the roll. I am not recognizing Alan. I'm not recognizing anyone else.
You just recognized her. And you
roll.
Refused to recognize Adriana's point of order.
We can have all the conversations. Because then we will have the ability to challenge the chair. Right now, it's just a conversation because a meeting hasn't begun.
Madam Chair.
That is not correct.
May I move that we adjourn this meeting?
No, because we haven't started the meeting yet. Adjourning the
but
meeting.
We are on the stream with no authority.
What meeting gets on the stream before it gets started? I mean, you're making a joke of your own statement.
May I respond to that, Madam Chair?
I don't know who that is. I'm speaking to the chair. All my comments
I am,
are directed
but
to
I
the
am,
chair.
What I would like to do is to get us have the roll call, and then we can challenge the chair's ruling. We can go off you know, we can have a motion to not stream. We can have a motion to stream. But let's get the meeting started because we are now an hour into this meeting.
I have a point of information, please.
You know, this is very entertaining for me. Yes. I mean, entertaining in that we're not getting anything done. We have so much to do. I'm just...
Point of order.
Okay. Please.
Jan, I have a question. I have a point of information.
Can your point of information wait a minute so that we can at least just have a meeting? And then we can...
No, I have a point of information that needs to be answered now.
Okay. Yes, what needs to be answered now?
Okay. So I've been attending, you know, PND meetings in person and listening on the stream for a number of years. I have never seen a situation where a meeting is put on the stream before the meeting is convened. So this is rather unusual. And I'm wondering what would prompt that sort of behavior. I've consistently been on calls, and the chair will say to the streamer, okay, we're ready, or we have quorum, or whatever the case is. And the streamer says, you're on the stream.
May I answer the spill?
Why is this, why is a different procedure being used?
Ms. Bill, may I answer?
Bill.
Thank you. Well,
Bill,
we did follow that procedure. Jan asked me to put it on the stream, and so I said we're on the stream, and that was just before she was attempting to call the meeting to order and have the roll call. Just like every other meeting, we put it on the stream before the roll is meeting is called to order.
Why is being answering? You
okay.
are being asked your obligation.
She called on me.
Okay, excuse me. Now it is I would like to answer the point of order. Apparently, we were about to take the roll, and usually, as my experience, very short, much shorter than all of yours. My experience has been that just before we take the roll, we're asked, you know, are we going to go on the stream? And then the person says, yes, we're on the stream, and then we take the roll. Well, just at that moment, just moments after that, Serene, you came on the line. And then, we started going around and around about, whether or not we were going to take the roll, whether why it was streaming, whether it should be streamed, not streamed. So that is the reason that we started streaming, because we were about to take the roll when you got on the line, and that's the reason. So that is, and so now I would like to take the roll once more. It is 6:30.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
So it's now 9:30 in New York. I really am very sorry.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
And what is your point of order, Ms. Kosnave?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I was the first one asking for a point of order. Before this meeting started, in the meantime that I was answered that we are four people here, I started asking what's going on, and you have one of the points that you have in the draft agenda that you sent is streaming the meeting or not. But suddenly, you made that decision, and Bill Closure made that decision. Don't you think that is something strange? That is one of the points that you have in your draft agenda that you are deciding to stream without the decision of this committee and against the equality that all these task forces should have.
Ms. Bill, point of order.
And after that, Madam Chair, I'm sorry, Madam Chair, after that, you let three people to insult me, and you didn't even stop them till was repeat, thank God, Serene, jumping and repeat exactly what was going on, and then you say, please don't do it anymore, and he keep doing it.
Point of order, Bill.
And you are allowing some people
Before I get to you, Bill, I just want to reply that it was a mistake. Obviously, I apologize putting the question of streaming the meeting after the roll call, because I was wrong to put it there, because it should have been, if anything, before the roll call, because, you know, now that Serene pointed out, of course, what we always do and what we actually did today was that we were about to take the roll call and we, you know, said, okay, we're going to stream the meeting and then go on. So that is the answer to your question, why...
But what is...
Because it was a mistake on my part to put it after that... after approving the agenda, because if we put it that late, then people who are attempting to listen to the meeting would not hear the roll call, they wouldn't hear the approving the agenda. So it was a mistake on my part to put it there, and I tried to rectify that mistake. And so that is the end.
Without the consent of the affiliate task force? Just by yourself, you make the mistake, you correct it yourself, and between you and Bill decide what to do with the poll.
Madam Chair, she's interrupting you, and I have a point of order pending.
So I'm
a point of information now.
First of all, I would like to point out that at that time, I believe that there were five people, and we brought it up, and we said we're going to stream, and now we're going to take the roll, And then you started complaining about it, and then Serene came on the line, and that is how we got to that point, and why number three on the agenda was inappropriately placed there. Now, it's now 6:34. May we please take the roll, and then I will entertain all more motions to challenge the ruling of the chair, to take this off the stream, to do whatever.
No, Madam Chair, I disagree. You don't have that right.
I don't
point
have
of information.
The point of order.
You don't
still
have the right to take the roll.
Point of information.
Yes. What is the point of information?
Thank you. I would like the chair, Jan Goodman, to step down, because I am tired of hearing the same thing over and over, and you have certainly, maybe not knowingly, but you have usurped and abused your power by streaming this meeting without the consensus of the committee. Now, please,
point of order, Madam Chair.
This is not what I came for, and this is not what we came for. We should be working.
This is not a point of information.
Yeah, it is. I am not going to listen to this anymore. Over and over, you have abused power, and you're.
I'm trying to get our agenda. Whoever you are, because I don't know who you are.
Nancy Barinati, Tommy from KPFT.
You know, I can hear you very well. Thank you.
Well, why are you letting so many
people? Didn't look like
it was asking. You've ignored me.
Nancy has tried to get your attention several times, and now that you finally recognize her, you're allowing people to snicker and interrupt her but while she's speaking. What's that about?
Well, I agree with Nancy. She wants to get on with this meeting. Let us get on with this meeting. Let's take the roll. We have an agenda. We have an affiliate election coming up. We have many things to do, and let's try to take care of business, everyone. So I am not
without stepping down.
I'm not
going
to step down at this point. If someone, you know, if we get into the meeting and someone makes
please
a motion,
let us have another chair. This has gone on too long. Can't believe we've been doing this all this time.
Madam Chair, we cannot we cannot vote another chair because you haven't opened the meeting.
You can't do anything. Okay. Excuse me, everyone. Can we take the roll now?
No, we need another chair.
Take the roll.
No. Jan is hearing. I'm trying to get your attention.
I'm concerned with fairness.
Green? Yes.
Okay. So I propose that this meeting be adjourned or recessed or whatever it takes to end it, and we'll work together to choose another date, and we will work together to take a motion to the or take a discussion to the PNB to find out from the PNB how it wants task force meetings handled, because you can't have two different sets of standards depending on which task force it is.
Point of order.
I don't know the Robert's Rules language to propose.
Madam Chair, I don't know how to second that, but I guess I'll second that.
Okay, I guess I can't finish.
Okay, thank you, Serene.
Point of order. Bill.
Point of order, Bill.
We haven't called the meeting to order. You can't have a motion to do anything until that happens, including adjourning. And, you know, there's other people who would like to say some things besides the repeated, and it is dilatory, comments, the same thing spoken over and over again, and not allowing other people to speak. So we need to, you know, Adriana, you don't like being interrupted when you're speaking, but you seem to do it a lot, I've noticed.
You interrupt everybody,
well,
Madam Chair.
I think it'd be interesting for you to keep count of yourself, but we do need to call the meeting to order and call the roll. And then we can have motions if we'd like. And I call for an end to this bullying behavior. It's exactly what it is. And, you know, let's respect the chair and let the chair get the meeting going instead of all this bullying. It's silly to discuss having a meeting before the meeting and deciding anything before the meeting is called to order.
Oh, this is old person for chair.
Adriana, Cousinave, would you please allow people to finish their statement and then be called upon.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but you are allowing him to insult us without saying a word. That is the chair that you are acting. That's why you are being asked to step down like a chair, because you only allow certain people, your friends, to insult the rest of us and keep going without stopping them when it's the right time.
Adriana.
And they start the insults.
Adriana, I've called upon you many times. You have insulted me, and I have not...
How, Madam Chair?
You have insulted me by saying that streaming things, streaming our meeting is...
I insulted you?
I think that agree with
you. Second language only for me. Insult is not that. Telling you that you don't have a right doesn't mean that I'm insulting you. Insulting is what Bill Crozier and Teresa Allen did on me and Serene various times. And you let him go. That is insulting in the English language. I'm very sorry, you know.
Okay, so, Adriana, you've had your say. Serene, do you want to say anything else before we call the roll, and then we can do whatever we want?
I want you to call
eating whatever we want. But we can once we call the roll, we can entertain a motion to dismiss this meeting. We can do whatever we want.
This meeting is out of order.
Adriana, the point of order at this point is calling roll so that we can actually move forward.
If you want that, why don't you allow every member have the same right, and you listen to members and remember that the chair is not a dictatorship. The chair is the one that put the rules
Point of order, why are we letting Adriana do all the talking and interrupting and not allowing anybody else to speak?
I'm sorry, Jan.
Please,
Jan.
Mr. Crozier, do not interrupt anyone else. Please don't do that. Let's try to have some kind of decorum here. So let's move on. And it's time to take the roll. It's way
back. Jen, I believe you offered me the floor. Has that offer been withdrawn?
I would like to offer you the floor after we have the roll. Then we can, you know, do whatever we want.
So when you said, Serene, did you have something to say? You didn't mean it. Okay.
This meeting is like so out of my...
I agree.
You know, I've never had a meeting...
Oh, I agree with that.
You know, going, you know, and I totally agree with Nancy that this is just crazy that we're not getting anything done. So can we please call the roll?
Nancy said abuse of power.
I want to be clear.
The abuse of power to try to call the roll? I'm astounded.
Okay, Jan, listen, either you recognize me, I would like to speak. You can't jump in after everyone speaks.
Yes, Serene, please. Go ahead.
In the interest of getting something done tonight, which is to get us all to bed a little earlier than planned, we need to stop this. We'll take it to the PNB. We'll find out what the disposition is going to be with regard to task forces streaming so that some animals are not more equal than others. And we'll reconvene a meeting. We will work together on the date. I mean, it's like 9:40 here in New York.
Yes.
So can we please, using whatever language, or we don't have to use any language. If meeting wasn't convened, we don't have to adjourn. We just have to hang up and move on. I'm sure.
Madam Chair, may I have the staff? May I be on the staff?
Excuse me. Why is she allowed to interrupt everybody?
Because they are the favored one.
I haven't called upon anyone except Serene, who has the floor right now until she's finished. Serene, do you have anything more to say?
I do not believe we need to formally adjourn because apparently we did not formally convene, although for some reason we're being strained.
Okay, the reason
end
that we're
this
strained was because... Excuse me.
I'm saying you don't have to go through, you know, a sequence of events, or at least the sequence as you view it, as opposed to how someone else... We just have to all hang up and try again once we've gotten clarification about how these task force meetings are going to be handled. Please.
Bill for the stack.
Alan for
who's
the stack.
Who's having a good time?
Alan for the stack.
Okay.
And Bill.
Alan for the stack. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay. Madam Chair, I feel that we do need to have the meeting streamed because if I am rude or disruptive or obstructive, it needs to be on record. In our last meeting, several accusations were made against me. I cleared my throat because I was congested, and I leaned down and I sat up while I was sitting at my computer, and people interpreted that as being rude to them and were attempting to censure me. So if I am rude and if I am disruptive in this meeting, I want this streamed because I want people to be able to say, you are not fit to be a Pacifican board member or a local station board member. So I'm absolutely for this being streamed. And I'm for this meeting because you are a chair, and we don't know how many people are on this call right now that want this meeting to happen. But we have two people, and now three, Adriana and Serene Roberts, told me that are trying to prevent this meeting from happening.
Okay,
I think as chair, you've tried to start the meeting, you're interrupting me. You're interrupting
point
me, Serene Roberts.
Absolutely, because
we don't know how many people are on. You're interrupting me, Serene. You're interrupting me,
Jan.
I have the floor
to do what she's doing right now.
Teresa Allen, would you please use more decorum? We don't know.
Madam Chair, we have no idea how many people are on this call that want the meeting to happen because Serene and Adriana and Nancy don't even want the roll call made.
Okay, so Jan, point of order.
Okay, there is, before we get to your point of order, which I think has to do with ending the meeting, and please don't say that people don't want a meeting to happen. That's your interpretation, and please don't say that.
And point of information, this bill.
Everyone.
I have a point of order.
There is a scheduled meeting for November 10th of the Pacifica National Board Affiliates Task Force that's posted for November 10th. Is that a date that people, which is it's about 2 weeks, maybe a little bit more. If we hang up and we do not have this meeting, if we can have it then, or if
I have a point of order, Jan.
Yes, Serene.
And, you know, it's completely inappropriate of you to begin speaking about anything other than my point of order once I've raised my point of order.
Okay.
And you must know that it is completely inappropriate for Teresa Allen to name other individual members. Aside from how she characterized us, it is inappropriate for her to name us, and you have allowed her to do it.
I named myself. I said, if I'm rude, I want it on record.
Again, why is she speaking, Jan? Why is she being allowed to speak?
You know, this is like a wild, wild west show here.
No.
Excuse me. You asked of order.
You allow her to interrupt
point of order,
my
and
point
I'm
of order.
Going to respond.
And you say nothing.
You ask, why is someone being able to interrupt?
No. My point
through
of
trying
order to you.
Go through.
Okay, you tell me when I have the floor, because you keep saying I can speak, and then you cut me off. We don't need to do that.
You asked me a question.
I don't have that kind of time to wait.
Go ahead, Serene, please. I thought you asked me a question.
I said, my point of order is that you know that it is completely inappropriate if you've been on even one meeting and you've been on boards for years, that it is completely out of order for her to mention other members by name. And she keeps throwing my name and Adriana's name out there. She did it at least twice in the past 3 minutes, even as I raised the point of order. And you let her continue. And then you want to tell me the issue is what? The issue is that you need to chair the meeting with some level of impartiality. She should not be naming individual members. And she should absolutely not be ascribing motive. I mean, that's my point of order. Why have you not called her to order? Why didn't you stop her the first time she did it or the second time she did it?
Point of order, Bill.
Okay, I'm going to reply to this. I have called her to task already. I interrupted her to do that, as a matter of fact. And we have had numerous people over and over talking over people, not letting the roll call be taken, not letting anything happen, talking over virtually everybody on this call, it seems, has interrupted each other and has cast aspersions on other people. And it's astounding to me. I've never had this kind of a problem in being a chair of a meeting. And just for your information, I've never been on the PNB before this year. I haven't been on the LSB for 6 years. This is the first year I've been back for a long time, so just I'm sorry I'm not as experienced as a lot of people on the
don't go there.
Point of order, Bill.
Bill.
Thank you. First, I don't think it's appropriate for anybody to make allegations that you're not being fair when it's clear who's been getting most of the time to speak. I'll also appreciate your efforts, Jan, to try to allow us to actually convene the meeting and call it to order and call the roll. And I do not understand why we're having so much trouble doing that. I guess I do understand, but I'm not allowed to say what the reasons are. But I think that a lot of us really would like to have a meeting and have, you know, discuss some issues. And instead, we're hearing repeated, I won't say dilatory, because I guess I'm not supposed to say that, but repeated statements over and over again by the same people. They're not correct, and other people are not giving an opportunity to state anything different. And so let me just clarify that it's not correct to say that there was ever a decision that the task force meetings should not be streamed or recorded. The requirement is the decision was they do not have to be recorded, as I believe Teresa was trying to point out. And also the bylaws, Article 6, Section 7 on open meetings, it says that the board shall make reasonable attempts to broadcast or webcast all of its public meetings and committee meetings, whether such meetings are in person or telephone. Now, if we're trying to not make this a public meeting, if we're trying to keep it in secret, then I guess it makes sense not to stream it. But at any rate, we should be that discussion should be in public. whether or not to stream it. And so it would be appropriate to call the meeting to order and stream this, the first part. And then if, as you have in the draft agenda, Madam Chair, we could discuss whether or not the rest of the meeting or future meetings should be streamed. And this is a big waste of time, and I'm really sorry, but I do appreciate your efforts, Madam Chair, in trying to help us accomplish something tonight.
Point of order, I'd like to.
Okay, excuse me.
Okay, I just want to get on the stack. I don't have a point of order. Thanks.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay. Are there any more points of order, new points of order that have not been addressed? Standing?
Yes, and I asked for the new one, Madam Chair.
What is your new point of order?
Madam Chair, my first question is, do you want me to send to you the definition of point of order? Because I think that most people, like you just hear from Bill a few minutes ago, that is not a point of order. The chair should know what a point of order is. And that's why, according to Robert Rule of Order, a point of order needs to be answered by the chair after a scene made. It's not piling up point of order and gaining the stack with point of orders. If you want, Madam Chair, I can send to everybody the definition of point of information and point of order and point of privileges, because obviously it's not being applied here.
That would be very kind of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'd like to get on the stack with regard to your reference, your comments about November.
I was just trying to if we were going to end, to try to find a day that would be good so we could not have to have...
And I'd like to get on the stack to respond to you.
Okay. Can we please have a roll call?
Madam Chair, I have a point of order.
Excuse me. Is there any objection to having the roll call at this point?
Yes.
And what is the objection?
Do you want me to answer? Are you giving me the floor?
Yes. Please answer, Adriana. What is the objection to calling the roll?
Because basically, in the last hour and 20 minutes, we are on the stream making just propaganda. That was exactly the idea. We are wasting the foundation money, and the same people that decide to go on the stream knows from before that the affiliate task force, like every task force, was a decision that the IT made. We didn't make it. The IT made.
Point of order. This is the same misinformation that's been repeated over and over again. This is dilatory.
Oh, please be quiet. Asking her what her objection to streaming is. And so far, we've only talked about nothing that has to do with the meeting. Your objection is that we shouldn't stream it because, am I correct? I'm wanting to understand.
My question, Madam Chair, you asked me, you gave me the floor, and my objection was from the beginning that you have in your own agenda when we are talking about streaming. This committee made the decision before not to stream because was applied to this committee or to this task force the same principles that apply to all the task forces in this foundation, and we are not being a stream. But somebody made the decision, and this is the problem. You know, it's spending more than an hour and 20 minutes just discussing things that should be from the beginning very clear to everybody. Nobody have a right on top of everybody else. And Bill keep streaming this, and you, Madam Chair, are allowing this to happen. Then you will not have, this is not a meeting. This is a propaganda machine, like happened before. And you heard before the same people insulting some of us because we only want to apply to be equal. The rules should be equal. I understand that some of you speak better English and some of you believe that you are entitled to whatever you want. That some people don't believe that this is a democratic process where the whole committee or the whole task force make decisions and the whole foundation make decisions for the foundation. It's not my way of the highway. Right? The same people that are streaming, forcing us to stream and putting us in the stream right now, are the same people that are suing the foundation. It's costing tens of thousands of dollars because they want the way or the highway. And they are doing exactly the same now. And it's being allowed. And you as chair allow even some people yell when wasn't even their time, some insults. You are asking why I objecting just because of that. We cannot try to paint on top of the filth and the dirt that is behind this meeting. So if it's open, we talk openly about everything. And this is what you, like I said before, you didn't have the right to put us in the stream. Bill cannot force us, like he always does, you know, to manipulate and do whatever he wishes to put us in the stream, even when the rest of the affiliated task force are not allowed to do it.
Madam Chair, Alan for the stack.
Excuse me. Okay.
Just
so that you, I felt personally insulted by all of that, but by some of it, not all of it. But I'm trying to write this down so that we can discuss it in a rational manner. So your objection to having the meeting is that it would be streamed because it is streaming, and streaming is propaganda. Is there an objection?
No. Please do not change my words.
Jan.
Don't you feel sorry? You are a lawyer. That's the way that you treat your customers and your clients? Changing their words?
I'm trying to understand. You know, I asked you what the objection to having the meeting was.
No, Madam Chair.
That wasn't your question. Oh, please.
I said from the beginning that we shouldn't be streaming a meeting that wasn't authorized to be streaming, and this committee didn't decide to stream.
Okay,
Madam Chair, Alan for the stack.
Okay, Serene, what is your objection to having a meeting? Having a roll call.
Okay, so as I said, it is now 10 o'clock here. Even if we had started the meeting on time, I wasn't on time, I was doing something else, I had to join late. Even if we had started the meeting, it would be ending now. Nothing productive is happening here. We are wasting each other's time. We're wasting listener money on a call. The fact is, the last decision this committee made was not to stream. The last determination that the IT... Okay. I don't know who that is, but they need to hush.
It's Alan. Alan says it's not true. We did not decide that.
Jan, are you going to take care of that, or do you want me to address it?
Alan, would you please let her finish?
Madam Chair, she cannot say we did something at the last meeting that we did not do.
I already said that it's not that is not the case, but I want to know what your objection to calling the roll. At this point,
okay, you're not going to tell me how to respond.
Okay, you know what?
If I have the floor. If it is your intention that I should speak particular words,
point of order,
then you're probably better
point of order.
Off not giving me the floor.
Point
and
of order, Madam Chair.
Interrupting me now, who you just allowed to interrupt me and, in fact, call me a liar.
Ma'am, I am, Madam Chair, I am allowed to call
allow
for point of order.
Understand my
Alan,
statement.
Alan, please.
Yes. We Madam have Chair, I am allowed to call what for a point of order.
I am agreeing with everyone that at this point, there is nothing that's going to happen, it appears, on this call. I did want to find out what people's objection to calling the roll, because it's pretty amazing to me, because I want to find it out, okay?
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
I recognize that you're the chair, but it doesn't give you the right to interrupt me and make
your
speech.
That's why I want to hear what you
and
have.
It doesn't, and it does not
to be
allow
so we,
you to allow Teresa Allen
Roberts, please
to,
continue.
One, call me a liar, and two, interrupt me.
I never said you were a liar.
I don't.
Okay, excuse me, everyone.
Why? What? No, it is not everyone. I have the floor. Why is she...
For how long, Madam Chair? For a while, how long does she have the chair, the floor to ramble on and on?
Madam Chair, point of order.
Jan.
I would like to hear what Serene has to say, and I would like to
Don't shout that at Adriana. Perhaps you should be directing it at Teresa, who has the privilege of interrupting me whenever she sees...
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Excuse me, please, everyone.
It's not everyone.
Point of order, Madam Chair. I would like the roll call, Madam Chair. It is extremely rude to the committee for you to allow two people to prevent the roll call.
Why is she speaking, Jan? Why are you allowing her to speak? She doesn't have the floor.
Excuse me.
I mean, I know I'm practically invisible, but I'm not actually invisible.
Excuse me. I apologize for raising my voice. Please allow, Alan, please allow Ms. Roberts to finish saying whatever she's saying. Please.
Then may I be on the stack, Madam Chair?
May be on the stack.
Thank you.
The fact is, the last decision that this committee took, and that was at its last meeting, was that it was not going to stream the call. And that, I believe, will be supported by anyone who paid attention to what was said. So for the member who just interrupted to say that that didn't happen, I can't explain that level of confusion, but I know that we discussed this last month, and we did not stream last month's call. That was our decision, and that is what I just said. So I can't explain what anyone thought they heard, but it is not. The statement I made is correct. It is clear to me at 10:02 Eastern Time that nothing useful is going to come out of this evening, you know, and that what we need to be talking about, and I do object, you talked about November 10th, and I do object to that. It's a Thursday, and I have repeatedly, I don't know, you said it's on the calendar? How did it get on the calendar? The committee didn't choose that date. Well, it says who posted it. These postings are not anonymous. Last month, we had the posting of a meeting for the 13th by someone a few hours before the meeting actually, before our October, what month are we in? Oh, God. Before our September, no, before our October meeting. I think someone... God, I'm in a time warp. I'm so sorry. I think it was September. We were in the September meeting. We realized that about 4 or 5 hours before the committee would have met and could have discussed what date it wanted to meet, someone had posted a meeting. And I'm not looking at the calendar now, but I would not be surprised if the same person who last month thought that they could tell us when to meet was, in fact, trying again to predetermine when we would meet. It's not a good idea. It's not how committees work. You can't just pick a date out of your personal schedule and set it as a committee date. KPFTS.org is our official calendar. It is not a playground. And when these meetings have to be corrected because people make mistakes in the posting process, we end up having a lot of cancellations and people saying, well, what's going on? But they should know what's going on, which is some people think that they have more rights than others. So I oppose November 10th because I oppose Thursdays being used because I think the PNB has an awful lot on its plate and is likely to have to bump some of those meetings. Why choose a date where conflict is likely if there's another date where there's no conflict?
Okay, so
I'm going to again propose... I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I'm again proposing, and again, I don't know what the... I'm sure there's a Robert's Rules way to deal with this. I just don't happen to know what it is. That we end this call, that we take it up with the PNB. The PNB meets on November 3rd, the first Thursday. We take it up with the PNB about how task forces are going to be treated with regard to streaming. We've all been on public calls. That's not an issue. However, it is an issue when individuals decide that they're going to make decisions that give one group priority or special privilege over others. And whenever I am present and such a determination is at work, I will oppose it.
Bill for the stack.
Okay.
Alan's on the stack, Madam Chair.
I would propose that...
Nancy moves to adjourn.
Nancy, I think we all would like to do that. I'm just going to propose that since we're all on the phone right now, that if we can at least among the people who are here propose another date, that it might save us all a lot of trouble.